With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana firefighters are again hoping legislators can pass a bill to make it easier for them to secure workers' compensation. Lee Newspapers of Montana reports that the legislation would make it easier for firefighters to receive coverage for lung diseases caused by their job. The measure has failed several times in recent years, even though the proposal is already law in most states. Many firefighters are denied coverage for serious illnesses because they develop from long-term exposure rather than a single incident, like breaking a leg in a fall. Senate Bill 72 would require coverage unless the insurer can prove something else caused the illness.
With your legislative preview, I'm Cole Grant. Imagine driving your car, talking on your cell phone, then getting pulled over, ticketed, and fined for it. Right now, cities and towns in Montana can individually decide whether or not that's lawful. House Bill 194 would change that, barring anyone in the state from being legally punished for driving and using a device. The House Republican carrying the bill, Jeremy Trebus of Great Falls, doesn't think distracted driving is a good idea, but doesn't think being fined for it is a good idea either.
So if you're out there, don't do that. The problem it addresses is that we're charging huge fines.
After a third offense in Great Falls, people can be fined more than $500 and be assigned up to 40 hours of community service. Democratic Representative Jim Keene of Butte says if a community votes and agrees that cell phones are a problem,
then they should be able to deal with it in a way that they feel appropriate.
HB 194 will be heard Tuesday morning at the 2017 Montana Legislature.
U.S. Senator John Tester said repeal of the Federal Affordable Care Act appears imminent. He told legislators, ripping it away without a replacement ready to take over will cause harm. Jackie Yamanaka reports.
Tester said he knows premiums are rising, and families that depend on the ACA or Obamacare are finding it harder to afford health care insurance. But he said after his speech to the Montana House of Representatives, Montanans deserve a better system in actuality, not just words.
I mean, we're really good at throwing around catchphrases in Washington, D.C. The truth is that people's health care is too important for a catchphrase. We need to make sure any program that's put up increases accessibility, increases affordability.
The Democrat added the ACA was a good start in fixing problems like people being denied coverage because of a pre-existing condition or getting kicked out because they got sick.
The whole idea behind the Affordable Care Act was to try to fix those problems. It fixed many of those problems. Certainly didn't fix them all, and we need to work together to fix the problems that currently exist. I think that's the way forward. That will give predictability to the healthcare industry, not only in Montana, but throughout the country.
The former president of the Montana Senate said he wants assurances that any replacement won't hurt rural community hospitals and providers.
Why? Because I live in a town of 600 people. That little medical center there was built about 50 years after the homesteaders came to the area that where I farm. If we do things in Washington, D.C. that cause that health care center to close up, we will have not done the right thing. And that, if once closed, it's doubtful they will ever come back.
He said he wants to see if Congress can come up with a better system. And if it works, then he'll probably support it. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
A change in U.S. House rules making it easier to transfer millions of acres of federal public lands to states is worrying hunters and outdoor enthusiasts across the West who fear losing access. Lawmakers earlier this month passed a rule eliminating a significant budget hurdle and written so broadly it includes national parks. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke, voted for the rule change, as did many other Republicans.
I'm Nate Hedgie. A local chapter of a national organization that promotes greater scrutiny of Muslims in the name of national security laid out its goals for the year this weekend. Nikki Willett reports.
This year, the Flathead Valley chapter of Act for America has five avenues of focus: increasing membership, bettering relationships with local churches, becoming more visible in the media, influencing how public schools educate students about Islam, and supporting legislation that upholds the supremacy of Montana law. Calvin Berenger is co-chair of the Flathead Valley chapter.
We're really concerned about what the going thing right now is the immigration problem. That needs to be solved.
Berenger says ACT is tracking Senate Bill 97, introduced by Senator Keith Regier, a Republican from Whitefish, which would prohibit the application of foreign law when it violates Montana law or the U.S. Constitution.
What we're finding, a lot of people, they want Montana laws and they want the Constitution followed in Montana, and that's what we want.
Similar legislation was introduced in 2015 but failed. ACT is also tracking about a dozen proposed bills that deal with refugee resettlement. About 100 people attended ACT's January meeting at the Outlaw Inn in Kalispell Saturday, where they screened the film Islam Rising about Dutch parliamentarian Geert Wilders, a far-right party leader seen as a likely contender to become the next Dutch prime minister. Wilders was convicted of inciting discrimination last month. ACT calls itself educational, but Montana-based and national rights groups say ACT engages in hate speech. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
Montana caught over $830,000 in Medicaid payments that went out to people who don't deserve the health care program aimed at helping the working poor. Jackie Yamanaka reports.
Montana's Medicaid expansion program, known as the HELP Act, contained a provision to tackle waste, fraud, and abuse. Senator Ed Buttrey is the bill's sponsor.
And we finished a pilot project within Department of Labor. And what was really interesting is within the first 3 weeks of actually looking at records, we were able to, as a state, find that we had overpaid around $830,000, actually over $830,000.
The figures are from the just-concluded three-week-long pilot project that compared databases from the Departments of Public Health and Human Services and Labor and Industry. The two are tied because another goal of the HELP Act is job training or retraining. Buttrey says a pilot study identified people who were collecting Montana Medicaid payments but had moved out of state, were deceased, or were using a stolen identity. Buttrey says with the success of the pilot project, he's looking forward to having it applied to the rest of those who are receiving health care under the HELP Act.
We need to use it to find bad actors, and folks that are bad actors need to understand that they're going to get caught.
The Republican from Great Falls says the state will stop payments to those who are now ineligible, and officials are trying to recoup that money. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.
Temperatures are expected to rise in western Montana this week, creating the right conditions for flooding caused by
an ice jam.
Corby Dickerson is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Missoula.
The river has to find a way for itself to flow. And if it can't go under the ice and it isn't going to go over the ice, it ends up going around the ice.
Montana has the highest number of reported ice jams in the continental U.S., mostly in February and March. The Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation says people living near a river or stream should have a flood evacuation plan, keep extra drinking water on hand, shovel snow away from homes, and consider purchasing flood insurance. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.